We've come down now to verse 6. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? And friends, it can be a rich corporation or it can be a rich labor union. The powerful today are not giving the poor an honest deal. And every year the politicians come out to us when they're running for office and tell all of us poor people that they're going to work for us, they're going to help us. And I want to tell you, they take us. And that happens. Doesn't make any difference what party is in power today. And somebody's going to say, well, you sound rather cynical. My friend, I was born a poor boy, and I haven't gotten very far away from that day to this. From that viewpoint, I am cynical because I've seen the way that the poor are treated on this earth today. But may I say to you that their only hope is in Jesus Christ, and they've been despised by the world. Well, they want your vote, but that's about all. Now, will you notice? Verse 7, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? And my friend, when you mistreat the poor, you're blaspheming the name of Christ. Verse 8, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Ye do well. Now he says, if you want to please God and you want to obey him and discharge your responsibility, he makes it very clear here, thou shalt love thy neighbor. And that, my friend, is the summation of the whole Mosaic law. And he's going to emphasize that. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convicted of the law as transgressors. The law condemns that. Now, somebody says, well, I didn't murder and I haven't committed adultery. You haven't? Well, you listen to this. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Now, what does he mean by that? Doesn't mean if you break one commandment, you've broken them all. But it means you are guilty of breaking the commandment, no matter which one it is that you've broken. It's one thing for a man to be in prison, and he can be a murderer. And he can look across the aisle there, and he can say to another fellow, well, I'm not a rapist. I never broke that law. Yes, but he's back of the bars. He's a murderer. And I think it's rather ironical today that some prisoners will actually murder another prisoner that's brought in because they have no respect for him. They think his crime is so horrible. But my friend, you don't have to go into the penitentiary. You find outside people looking down upon others in the same way. My friend, we all stand before God as lawbreakers. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Now, what's the law? That's the law of Christ. The Lord Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What is his commandment? This is my commandment, that you love one another.